Hey guys, welcome back to the Relatable Hispanic Podcast. I'm your host, and also I'm here with my co-host, Josh. It's your boy again. It's Alicio. If you can't pronounce my name, it's probably because you're too white to pronounce my name. So welcome back once again to the Relatable Hispanic Podcast.
It's great to be here today.
Josh, we're not doing that.
Josh, you don't understand. It's stuck in my throat. I can't get out.
Then get up. You're like
just reach down my mouth and
put my cock in your mouth.
Damn. Daddy.
So by the way, thanks for making me your co-host. I think I should say that in the show. I'm trying to give you a hand.
Oh, you are. Asshole. I don't know. I always do. When I explain things, I always do this. So I don't know what's going on.
No, I was going boy to you as a thank you.
Boy, thank you for making me your co-host.
Boy.
So you know what I want to talk about today?
Actually, before you do that,
yeah,
I want to get to this real quick because whoever listened to last week's episode, which is going to go on this Monday. We're a week ahead of the schedule. That's how good we are.
Oh yeah,
we're
crushing this shit.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm single.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, as this whole new single life is hitting, I went on Instagram, and like that. Remember that rap page that I told you about that I always follow? That's kind of like news about pop culture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So apparently they posted like this news, the news, you know, whatever. They posted that this guy wasted $9,000 on dating apps. And he's suing the dating app companies so he can get his money back.
Huh. I don't... Like, I could see why. You know, technically it's... I mean, he could probably argue, like, failure of product or something. But at the same time, it's like...
You just got no game.
Yeah, bro.
You just got no game, bro.
I mean, women can be cold, but, like... Sometimes you gotta melt the bitch's heart a bit, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, what I do is like,
show them that you can love them, be tender. Then they're like, aw, and they like melt in your hands. And then you slide your hand.
Hell yeah.
Onto their shoulder. And give them a hug.
Plot twist.
Give them a hug, yeah. You know, and while you're deep dicking them.
Oh. Honestly, I mean, I see where it's coming from. But, like, the thing is with me is, like, what I do is I use pickup lines from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And if you understand those pickup lines...
Oh, my boy Will Smith had game.
He had game, yeah. So if you understood those pickup lines, then we're going to be good from there on out.
I still think my favorite, like, thing of, like Will picking up a girl in that show was the one where it was the... it was that, like, that chick in the gym. I forget her name, but she was like a boxer or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, "What, you don't want to fight me or whatever?" Like, she's like, missing him. And he's like, "Hey, don't like, you know, chill.
Try out. Don't try me. Don't try me.
Yeah, he's like, "Let her chill." And then she like takes a swing at him and he like grabs her and twins her around. He's like hugging her from behind. He's like, "Ah, I thought I told you to calm down." And she's just like, and she's essentially in TV speak. He's like, "You gotta fuck me right now." And he's just like, "Oh, girl, you ain't gonna tell me twice." He just picks her up and runs off. I'm like, yeah. I feel that.
I mean, Will Smith got game.
See, I feel bad though, because you always feel. I don't know if anyone else feels this. Maybe this is relatable. Maybe not. But like, have you ever been like in a relationship, and like your buddy breaks up or is still single, and they're like, and you want to be like, "Yo, dude, my girlfriend," but then you're like, "Damn, wait, will he like get sad if I mention I got a girlfriend?"
Know what I mean? Back when I was in my, back when I had my squad, I always hated my friends that like. I think this one of my friends. Was always he had this girl. He had his girlfriend. Well, now my ex friend. I don't talk to him anymore.
Ooh.
But like, actually, I don't talk to anybody in the old squad. That I don't even talk to anybody in high school. We discussed this last podcast.
Yeah.
So, anyways, what the thing with him is like he had a girlfriend for like 2 years all throughout high school. Like ever since I think summer of 2016 going. Oh man, that was good times. Summer of 2016 going.
I disagree.
Going into junior year. So I remember he always had a girlfriend there, and I was always like the single guy, but like, you know, kind of like the fuck boy back when I was in my prime of being fit. And then
that dick.
Yeah, and then my other friends were always like here in and out of relationships. My other friend just didn't want a relationship. He was like, well, it's not that he didn't. He just didn't trust females. So, and then for me, I was always.
You got burned, bro.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, for me, I was always in and out. So, like, and then when I was out of a relationship, I was always sad. And then my friend would always be like, you know, me and my girlfriend are really happy right now. And I'm like, dude, that's not what I want to fucking hear right now. I don't want to hear about anybody's girlfriend right now.
Yeah,
and
he's
he's like, oh, sorry, bro. I'm like, no, you just don't
understand. Do it on purpose.
You do it on purpose every single fucking time. This is the second time this week you've done this.
You always do this shit.
You always bring up how you and your girlfriend just had fun and how you just ride.
And why you got to be like this, bro?
And Drake, also, to get this out of the way, we should discuss this. But we're not going to discuss what she accused you of. But we're going to discuss how we found out we knew her, Asia.
Oh, yeah. It was just a simple matter of, yeah, I used to know this chick back in high school. Damn, what was her name?
No, I didn't even ask her what was her name. I just knew who you were describing. Let's discuss her. So I was just like, so after the last week's podcast, or last time Josh was on, me and Josh went to eat after that. So, you know, I bought him food. You know, we took him to El Fresco. It was really good.
He seduced me with nachos. Yep. I still have the cheese in places I can't clean it.
Oh, I'll be real with you.
Maybe you can clean it later.
Oh, baby.
You can't tell this right now, but I'm currently stroking his cock. My big cock. Fat cock.
So we were getting ice cream after we ate from the Al Fresco, and then he was like, yeah, so I had this friend that I remember this one time I took her to Goodwill,
yeah,
and he was like, yeah, like she was taking some shit from Goodwill, and you know, me being like the white guy in group, you know,
I was the interference.
You were interfering, so like I got her out of the sticky situation, and as he was describing, I'm like, is this Asia? And he just pauses and he goes, what's her last name? I'm like, I don't know her last name. She did, yeah, like, I just point like to the short ground. I'm like, is she short, this and that? And he goes, yeah, it was Asia. I'm like, yeah, I don't know exactly. I just, because that happened to me. Like, me and Zaria went like with her. We went to Goodwill Manassas. Nobody cares if you steal from the Manassas Goodwill. Manassas is kind of like ghetto, so nobody really cares.
It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah, almost. It's a rite of passage if you do it from Manassas.
Like, son, you're 15 now. Now go steal some loafers
from the Goodwill in Manassas.
Bring me back a pipe.
Yeah. So we go. So what happened was this one for me. She was stealing stuff, but you couldn't tell that she was hiding clothes in her clothes. Like, she was very sneaky with it.
I mean, like, she also has, like, some fat titties. And
yeah,
shit,
she also...
So she could, like, she probably could have, like, stuffed, like, a whole fucking sweatshirt in between them tits of hers. And, like, yeah. You wouldn't have known.
Yeah, so we left. And then, like, and then when we got in a car, she was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I stole this, this, and that. She got out, like, six different things.
And you just, like, sitting there, like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I could have bought those for... No, I just wanted to steal
them. It's not even a... I could have bought for... So I was like, bitch, I'm an accomplice now.
Yeah,
fuck,
I'm an accomplice. So then, and then this other time, like, so, like, me and my best friends that were, like, my little sisters and back in high school, I still don't talk to them anymore, but I forgave them.
You have so many instances here so far where you've been like, these friends of mine, we don't talk anymore.
Oh, yeah. But... No, I mean, that's going to be a lot because I don't talk to, well, actually, I mean, you guys are my new friends now, so that's kind of how it's going.
Aww.
So.
Bro.
Yeah.
Come here.
No. Josh, no.
Yeah, oh. Should I take the finger out of my ass?
You really should.
Oh, okay.
So, So I don't talk to them anymore, but, like, I was really mad at them back in high school because they did some fucked up shit. And yeah. So I tell Zaria that one time in the car, and then she ended up being more mad than me. I got over it. I was like, yeah, I really don't care.
That's the thing I noticed with, like, us dudes. Because us dudes, you know, we just, like, we're chill about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, I know I get mad about things, but, like, if you ask me, like, the next day, like, you still mad about it? Unless it was, like, a serious thing, I'm like, man, I'm kind of mad, but it's cool.
That's whatever.
Now. Yeah.
No, but Zaria was, like, extremely mad for me. She's like, I fucking hate them. These are bitches and stuff. And I'm like, calm down, bro.
I say that's the same thing, like Kelsey does. Like, Kelsey, so I don't, like, she doesn't get mad, but she's the expert at,
Have I mentioned?
Okay, I just want to share.
Your girl.
Is she my girl?
Your girl with the cat.
I'm so, whoa. I thought I told you that in private, bro.
Shit!
God damn, now everyone knows she a fuda.
And
if you don't know what if you don't know what the term fuda means, don't look it up on the internet unless you're incognito.
Also, don't look it up truffle butter unless you're incognito.
I could just tell them now. All right, make sure your parents aren't there,
kids. You really
kids.
Don't. Please don't.
So what happened... and peanut butter.
All right, so, but yeah, so she was like, really, what the fuck is going on? What's playing?
Oh, that's my home phone. That's my, someone's calling my grandpa.
You guys have home phone?
Yeah, we still got a landline, bro.
Oh my God, I remember those days, dude.
Yep. But to finish my thought, basically Kelsey's the queen of, you're going to talk about this, even if you don't want to,
oh,
because it's better for you to talk about it kind of deal. Like,
I mean, yeah.
I'll make a joke, like, hi, you know, like, why would anyone care about me? Like, you know, like one of those little self-deprecating jokes. I don't make those as much anymore, because every time I do that, she'd be like, hun, do you want to talk? I'm like, no, I'm fine. Like, are you sure? Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, there's been stuff going on at work. Tell me about it. Like, no, it's fine. Like, no, tell me about it. It's like, oh,
I mean, that's how it was with my ex in Cleveland, when I lived in Cleveland. She, like...
Whoa, how the fuck did you live inside a Family Guy character?
Hilarious.
Just that you had, like, a look. Obviously, they can't see your face, but you had this, like, look of just... I really asked this man to be my co-host.
I was looking to the camera, the, like, invisible camera.
The invisible... you're, like, you're on The Office, like... Damn.
Did this man just really say that?
Like, so back when
back when I lived in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio? Is I am us?
Yeah, so when I lived there, when I went for school and I met my now ex, she would always try to tell me, like, you should always open up to me. Like, I try to open up for the most part. Like, I did a decent job. It wasn't the best, but I did a decent job.
Yeah.
But she wanted me to open up about everything, bro. She wanted to fucking... in it, like, she wanted full details.
I feel that.
And I felt like a little uncomfortable doing it every time. Like, I'm just like, chill out, like, calm down. And then she would never open up about her, so it's like, it was, well, she did, but not as much as me, so it never went both ways, you
felt
know
like it was a fucking, like, interrogation.
Yeah,
sequence.
So, like, it felt like an interrogation. So this one time I opened up while I was mad because I wasn't getting, like, this job in, you know, the mechanic field, and I was, like, really frustrated. And then I opened up. I was like, this is why I'm mad, this and that. And then I'm glad I did, because we had the... Who's calling you?
No, it was just a message. It's okay, baby.
Oh. We had like, the best sex that day.
Whoa.
We had, like, the best...
Better than when I fuck you?
Yes.
Oh.
We had, like, the best sex that day because I opened up. And then she said, and then she was somebody that was like, this is what happens when you open up. I'm like, okay, then I might as well open up a lot.
And that's when she slipped her finger in your ass, and you're like, hey, hold on.
We're not
at that point.
You gotta get to know me a little more. Yeah, hold on a second there, all right?
It's funny because, and you mentioned this because this reminded me, like, the thing with Kelsey, love her to death, but she was she's a bit less inexperienced. She's more inexperienced than me when it comes to that field, which is fine. You know, I love the shit out of her, so I don't care. But, like, it's kind of funny when, like, I'll mention something that I think, like, she knows, and she'll be like, what's that? And I'll have to be like, damn, hun, like, if you don't know this already, I don't really want to explain it to you, because I feel like I'm going to be, like, corrupting you somehow. Like, it's like if, like a six-year-old kid comes up to you and is like, hey, my daddy said last night he had sex with my mom. What does that mean? And you have to be like, maybe you should ask your parents. No, they want me to tell you to tell me. Like, why the fuck do they want you to tell me? Like, no, I ain't doing this. Like, the fuck? It's just, they're so precious.
Also, ruin it. So we got some new. Oh, by the way, we work at IHOP now.
Oh, we
that,
work
that
at,
was that was that's where we work.
Oh, we work at IHOP.
We
now.
Work at IHOP. Yes,
that's IHOP what, on that's, his that, dick.
That's how. Oh shit, baby.
Yeah.
That's how. That's what me, Caleb, and Evan discussed. I was like, we can't say where we live. We can't not live. We can't say where we work. And then all of a sudden, Evan goes, "We work in IHOP." I'm like, God fucking damn it, Evan.
Yeah. We actually that's lucky. He said that, because I don't want people knowing we work at Waffle House.
Oh, fuck. Damn it.
All
right. So the new people that we're getting, right?
Yeah.
So this one particular guy. Is kind of like, it's questioning.
Is it super poofy hair guy?
Yes, it's super. It's Lorenzo, super poofy hair guy.
Oh,
super sane man.
Super.
Dude, I swear to God, it's like he got struck by lightning.
Super sane.
He got
man.
Struck by lightning, dude, and then that's how he got it. Like, he just got struck by lightning, like, though, twice in the days I've seen him. So
it's Black Goo.
It's Black Goo.
Instead of Goku, it's Black Goo.
So So this guy, he he's going in to get a CDL. That's what he's only going to work in there temporary until he get a job in trucking, which is fine. Good money in it, you know. I respect that.
Yeah.
That's a grind. Yeah. Well, the thing that me and Robert, and I think Gideon, have like kind of an issue with is that he's been asking a lot about the pay at Waffle House, and the pay isn't the best.
Of course.
Yeah, but like on the good days, you know, the very busy days.
Oh, you can get some bread,
dude. You can take that money and go to a bar and have 25 rounds.
You still haven't bought my drinks yet, though. God damn. What the fuck, bro?
I'm sorry.
You owe me like
$30,000.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
That's exactly what you meant. So the problem with me
there's
is
that, only 2,000.
The problem with Robert and me and I guess Gideon is that, like I said, he's asking a lot about the pay. He was asking a lot about the pay over and over again. And me and Gideon explained it as much as we can. I work a lot. So, I mean, I work like 40 plus hours, which I don't mind as long as I get my 2 days off.
Oh yeah.
And then I get a pretty decent paycheck on top of the tips, you know? So I don't have a problem with what I'm getting. Gideon only works like probably 35, 36, somewhere around there. Hours.
You good, bro?
I mean, I'm feeling it, bro. It's the burpingness is like, okay. It's coming out. Yeah, yeah.
A little concerned.
Yeah, that's sorry. All. So he works like he gets like 3 days off.
Yeah.
So like, but he you know trying to work balance and stuff like that. That's his stuff. So but he makes like a pretty decent check, and on top of that, he gets really lucky on tips. So at the end of the day,
yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, he gets a lot. Like that man can pay for my house mortgage. But
bullshit.
but Lorenzo was like, well, he's only working 2 days, so his paycheck isn't gonna be that good.
Well, of course.
But the thing is, he specifically because of what Gideon told him in the car rides that he went with Gideon, you know, trying to strategically plan which days to work. He's been asking Robert like, hey, I want to work the busy days, you know, this and that and this, and I'm like, I don't think you're ready for the busy days because when it gets busy. Like it's not one of those that's like, oh, it gets busy. That's fine. You'll be no. When it gets busy, we don't have time to train you.
I remember. I think when I started working, it was like the day before, like a busy day. So I got that like one day of training where I was like, all right, this ain't too bad. Like this is the next day. God, oh my god, we lost a man. What do you mean we lost a man? Like, oh, they ate him. Like, what the fuck? Meanwhile, it's like, quick, hold the line. There's 14 more customers. What? Oh my god. And meanwhile, I'm just like, food, sir.
I mean, when I first started, it was like, it was some light because I also started like still in the kind of pandemic ish.
Yeah.
So it was okay. You know, it wasn't too busy. And then, like, when I started, like, I think it was a Monday that I officially started, like, when I actually went to do deliveries. And I got paid pretty decently on my first day. It was something pretty good.
Yeah.
And, like, and then from there on out, I got the flow going. I got this and that going. I was like, I know what to do, this and that. But, like,
the busy day hit, and you were like,
the busy day hit, I was ready, bro. So, but with him, with the new guy, he wants to work. Like, I think he said Friday and Sunday. And I don't know about that, Chief. Friday and Sunday. Like, I'm going.
I was weird that, like, Saturdays are kind of like a not as busy day.
Sometimes
it's like,
you get fucked on Saturdays.
I mean, sometimes. But, like, most of the time it's like Friday. It's like, oh, my God. And then Saturday you're like, huh.
Not bad.
And then Sunday it's like, oh, my God, again. And you're like,
oh, my God. Two Sundays ago was, oh.
Dude, I told you, man. I know it was terrible because I was there till late at night doing.
What time did you leave?
I think I got out around like normally average around like 1:30 at the latest. And this time we were at like I think like 2:30 or something. Like it was bad, man.
I mean, honestly,
they cleaned cheese.
Oh my god, dude. Honestly, like that day we got fucked, and I was like. I was so pissed. Oh my god, dude. Holy shit. I was so pissed that day. I'm glad.
Oh,
and
it totally wasn't because that guy yelled at you or anything.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Okay. Fucking cack sucker cracker.
Yeah. Whoa, dude, sorry. It's cracker.
Cracker.
Okay, cracker is my word. Okay. Oh, okay. You cracker. Can say cracker.
Cracker.
Aye.
Yeah, then that motherfucker, man.
Oh, honky. You can say honky.
I guess that fucking honky. I got a joke about that because I saw it from a comedian. So so this comedian is black. He's really funny. I think his name is Josh Johnson. He's a really funny guy.
Oh, that's my alter ego. Oh. I like, you know, like blue shifting. I black shift and I turn into him.
Yeah. So this guy's really funny. If you guys are listening to this, and you too, Josh.
I will.
When you get the time, look up Josh Johnson. I'm pretty sure it's Josh Johnson.
I love listening to myself.
I can pull up some videos after we're done with this. But he's really, really funny. Ooh. Really funny guy. I actually want to go see some of his shows live, but there's none in the East Coast, so I'm kind of fucked.
No.
But whenever that happens, I'm definitely going. So he made a joke about he was helping this blind guy out. This blind guy was getting out of a bus or something, and then like he fell, and then he saw him. He was like, "Oh, sir, let me get you up." And then the black guy goes, "Get out of my sight, honky!" And then everybody started in the audience started laughing. And then Josh goes, "Sir, I know you can't see me right now, but I'm black." And he's like, "What you talking about, cracker?" And then like, all of a sudden, he goes, "Sir, I promise." Like, he has a very white voice. That's why he made that joke.
Of course.
Yeah. So he goes, he's like, "Sir, I assure you, I'm black. I know you can't see, but I assure you, I'm black. Get away from me, you honky ass cracker. Get out of here." And he starts, and he walks away, and then Josh just pauses. He goes, "I have never been so confused about what race I am in my entire life." And then I'm just like, "Damn!"
I'm curious. Is this like with the shade of black? Is he like black, or is he like light skin?
He's black,
like black, like Idris Elba black.
Not Idris Elba black, but okay. Close to that skin tone.
Like Kevin Hart black.
Yes, okay. Kevin Hart there black. We go. Yes, there Kevin we Hart go. Black.
Yeah, that's a definite like what the fuck kind of moment.
But it was blind, so what could you expect? You can't just be like, "Sir, be unblind, please, for 2 seconds so you can see my skin tone."
Ain't Jesus. Yeah, and I'd be like, "Hey, yo, take this mud on your face."
Yeah, you're
cured. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Bro. Oh, I want to make this a thing. Oh. Not a thing, but just this one-time thing because I brought up this guy.
All right, stick it in.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, no?
No, that's not it.
Oh.
That's later.
Oh,
so I want to hear your stories if you have any of Patrick, because there's gonna be some when that last week's episode gets posted this Monday. Do you have because I shared some that Gideon shared some with me, and then I think Caleb. Did I break you, Patrick?
Why?
Did I break you?
No.
Is that a word that you don't want to hear?
PTSD is kicking in, my guy. Okay. Why? Well,
do you have any stories?
Oh, I have so many.
Any summarized stories? Because
I can give you the worst one.
Give me like your top three.
I got
or top
you.
Two, whatever. I, because
I'm gonna try my
we're
best.
We're gonna go on break here soon for commercials. So if you
so,
got
so,
one,
so here you go. So here
the
you
first
go.
One you can tell, and then we'll go on break. And
so we need a little context. Did they provide context for Patrick?
I already provided context.
Okay, for them. Yeah. So then I could just tell my story.
Yeah, yeah.
So like. This motherfucker really liked Minecraft, right? And I ain't shitting on people like Minecraft.
Wait, is this the Herobrine story? Because like, I already shared that with Gideon.
No, it's better.
Okay.
So he plays Minecraft a lot. I'm not shitting on people that play Minecraft. I play Minecraft. I think it's fun, you know? A little great way to relax. But this man, he into Minecraft. Like, he's into Minecraft, you know what I mean? Like
he plays the
like, characters. He goes to Minecon, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
he does?
Like, he would if he could. Like, but, like, oh my God. So like, we were working that day. I was opening. And so like, I'm already a little pissed off because I hated opening. So because I got to get up early and shit.
I'm just not too
and,
bad.
And this is back when we worked with my boy Jacob. He was a cool guy. And some other dudes like this before you came in, obviously. But these guys like to egg them on. And I hated doing that shit because I'm the person like, listen, if something annoys me, I don't want to fuel that fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, right? So they're egging him on. Apparently this man straight up was just like, "Yeah, there's like a demon in my Minecraft server," and I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, and
"This
I'm like,
is the demon story that Gideon told me."
Yeah, like it fucking and like I like, bro, I was getting so frustrated because
he brought it up every day.
He would get brought up every day, but like the thing is, he was also like religious, and again, like I'm not shitting on.
He was also homeschooled too.
Yeah, he was homeschooled too. Like he had all these factors, like not shitting on any people that have also experiences, but like for this guy, this mixture of features, it just no.
Okay.
It was not good. So like, and he's like, so like, I know he's religious, and I'm just like, bro, like, why would you play? Like, I tried to talk to him about it. I was like, bro, why would you play a game if you're so convinced there's like a demon inside, he's like, oh, it's fine because like one of my friends, she got like her character is like his girl, the demon's girlfriend or whatever. And like he we had to like banish him, but like he's still around. And so I'm like, bro, they're fucking with you. Like I'm trying to help him. I'm like, bro, these people are fucking with you, dog. Like they are not serious about this shit. And I don't know what it was about that day, but I just kept going. I was like, bro, you gotta, he's like, I'm like, why would you play a game that's like an actual demon? And like, this ain't a horror movie, John. Like motherfucker, like you know, it's not gonna be like, oh, get the cross. Like, if there's actually a demon in that shit, you are not gonna beat it. Like, right. Like, why would you? It was, and I'm like, I was like, and he's like, you know, sword of Satan. I'm like, why the fuck would Satan need a sword? Like, his whole thing is corrupting this people.
This is what Gideon.
And I'm just, and I know, this is, no, you understand, man.
But he's like, I never mentioned this part because I just did like a summary of what Gideon told me.
The damage this did to me, bro, because like, and he's going on, and I'm like, and eventually I'm just like, Patrick! Like, I was, no, bro, like, if people had walked in that store, they would have thought like he had killed someone I loved, because like, I was yelling at him. I was like, Patrick, why the fuck? Like my voice was cracking like it just did now. I was like turning red. I was sweating because I don't know why, but that day I was just like, fuck, shut up, you fucking idiot. Like I was just so pissed. And like, it's like, and it's not like, it's like, it was like talking to like a brick wall, and it's like, oh, it's frustrating. And you know when you get to that point, like sometimes you're able to catch it. Like
the viewers can't see this because this is audio, but I'm dying right now.
Like, bro, like you understand, like you know, sometimes you talk to someone and you can tell they're a brick wall. You're like, all right, I can't talk about this with them because they're not going to change their mind. But like, sometimes you get so mad that like you just can't see that side, so you just keep going. So essentially what I was doing is like I was bashing my head against a fucking concrete block, and then people would be like, yo, you should chill. And I'm like, no, and I just started hitting it harder. And I was like, oh my god, like, bro, like I've heard a lot of stupid shit in my life. I'm only 22 years old, but I've heard so much stupid shit in my life. You think I would be prepared, man? You'd think I would know, but I did not know. I'm not about to cry. It may sound like I'm about to cry. I'm not, though. I'm keeping that in, at least. Yeah. That bitch ain't going to make me cry. That but, oh, my God, bro. Like, I was just, oh. And, like, it was also weird was, like, and, like, another thing he would do, he would always try to, like, talk to me.
And are you serious?
He was always trying to talk to me. And you know, I didn't want to hurt his feelings and, like, be like, fuck off, you know, or something. Because, like, I don't, even if I don't like you, I try to be nice, you know. I just can't be mean unless like, you really fuck with me. Like, you really fuck with me, and then I'll be like, fuck you, cunt. Like,
yeah,
I'll,
like, shut up.
Yeah, I'll drop that C word on you. Like,
yeah, because you do that to me sometimes, too. You're like,
I got mad at you once. That was not mad, though. That was, like, more like, hey, man, like, I'm getting kind of pissed off at that. Can you, like, chill?
Yeah.
That's not mad. When I'm mad, like, you know, because I'm that guy who's like, fuck! Like, you know, just fire shooting out of my ears and fucking lava pouring out of my mouth.
Wait, when were you mad
at me? Oh, like a few days ago.
You
know, when I was just like, hey, could you like chill with that like nickname or whatever?
Yeah.
I was like, and you're like, oh yeah, my bad. And then like literally like a minute later, I was like, hey man, I'm sorry if I sound a little pissed off. I was just getting kind of annoyed. And you were like, yeah, chill. But yeah, like, no, bro. Like, he would, like, I would avoid him because I didn't want to talk. But, like, he would always go like, hey, Josh.
Oh my God.
Hey, Josh, how are you? Like, hey, guess what I was doing? And I'm just like, and I would say, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'd say, if he would get too bad, I would say that out loud, but like, I would just shake my head. I ignore him. I'd be like, damn, was that the wind? Like,
would he always open?
He would always, oh my God.
I remember.
Bro, it got to the point where our old boss, Brian, would literally just be like, there'd be something that would happen with this kid, and he'd just be like, yeah, just.
I remember people telling me that he technically got a raise because they promoted him to crew chief.
Yeah.
But the only reason why was because he complained to his mom that he wanted a raise, and his mom came to the store and said, why are you giving my son a raise?
It was definitely, yeah, no, it was totally a thing like that. Like, you ever had like a figurehead power guy at your job? Like that dude who, like, he got that position, he's making that money, but he is not in charge.
He's not in charge.
No one listens to him because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. That's what Patrick was.
Pretty much. All right.
Oh no, the timer. It's getting closer.
We'll be right back with these lovely messages.
Yeah. And like, you know, like, and he would do such terrible things. And, oh, you're still recording. I just, you know.
Are you okay, buddy?
This is 4 hours later, bro. I'm broken, but I'm fine now.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm composed.
I'm okay.
I've never felt
stroke of a cock.
Pain. It, whoa.
God. Wait, I mean, just to mention, dude, I'm going to tell these to the audience right now. The only reason why I say cack is because I mixed the whole meme of the die cock guy and the videos that I used to watch with Evan of Mock from like the Chevy Impala, making fun of the Chevy Impala commercial.
Oh, yeah, that like Boston guy.
Guy's like, Mock.
And he's just like, it looks like someone took a shit on the carpet.
Yeah, so I mixed die cack with Mock and I got cack. So
and now that's affected my vernacular. It's that and I also jazz. And jazz.
I mean, I affected everybody at work with that. Like everybody comes to me if they want a good laugh. Yesterday, however, I was not. But before I get to that, I'm gonna show you what I got.
What you got?
This is the gym that I got. Ooh. This is the gym where I'm going.
Unleash
strength. Yeah. Bull and weights. Oh, this is the key fob that I can get in.
What the key fob? I'm gonna put this on my cack. How does it look?
Looks just fine.
So Why'd you pull it out like that?
Did it hurt? Yeah. I don't know where to put it. Like, I don't know where to put this. Maybe on my computer or maybe in my car.
Is it for a car?
It's a sticker. It's a sticker.
But it's a sticker you can put on your car, though.
I mean, it's just a sticker. That I mean,
well, no, because there's like some stickers you can't put on your car because they wear off too easily.
Oh, well, then I guess I'll probably put it on my computer.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
But
so. Yesterday, I was in a horrible mood yesterday. Like,
why is that?
I just woke up sad, man. I was really sad the whole day.
Just one of those days.
It's one of those days where, like, there was, like, it's not the breakup. Like, I really don't care. like, I really don't. Like,
he lied.
No, I really don't. Like, I explained this in last week's episode. Like, to compare to my Cleveland ex breakup,
yeah,
this is a cakewalk.
Oh,
this is a super cakewalk. So,
damn, bro.
So I really don't care, but like, I was just one of those days where I just woke up. I was like, man, I'm really sad today, and I rarely get those nowadays. I used to get those a lot. Now I rarely get them, and then so I like the whole day, like Gideon was trying to, you know, cheer me up, but like trying to be the positive one in the whole situation for once.
Yeah.
Normally he's always positive, but like I'm always like the one that's cracking jokes and saying this, that, and this, you know, making everybody laugh.
Yeah.
But yesterday it just wasn't that mode.
I kind of noticed that shit. Yeah.
I went into work and I was just like, all right, I'm just gonna clock in. I'm just gonna do all the boxes that we had to do.
Do my shit, get going.
Yeah, I was like, just do that, and that's gonna be what I'm gonna do all day. I Gideon can do whatever he wants. I'm just doing the boxes. That's what I was gonna do. And then Robert was like, are you doing boxes? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay. And then I ended up finishing all the boxes before I left. I mean, before I clocked out, so...
Crush that shit.
So, like, and throughout the whole day, I was just like, man, fuck this shit. Gideon was like, hey, what's going on, man? How's it going? And I'm like, and I didn't say fuck you to him. I was just like, hey, man, and then Gideon was like, what's wrong, man? I was like, I'm just really sad, man. And I was being very rude to him, and I felt bad. I actually apologized because here's the thing. If I'm rude to you when I'm sad, that makes me even more sad.
So it's a loop.
It's a loop. Yeah, so, like, if you ever catch me on a sad boy hour day and I'm very rude to you, and, like, I'm just a dick, I'm like, I go to my car and I'm going to a delivery, and I was like, oh, I'm really speaking. God damn it, man. I'm just, like, mad.
You watch some of them Bart Simpson edits, my God.
Yeah, so... So he was telling me, he was like, what's going on, man? I was telling him that like when you want to talk to me, make sure you say my name, because sometimes Gideon just starts talking and then you don't know who he's talking to. Well, you do when it's like one-to-one, but if there's a multiple people around me, I get confused because it's like, are you talking to everybody? Are you talking to me specifically? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So I tell him that. He goes, okay. And he makes a joke about it like throughout the whole like day, like, you gotta be more specific when you talk to Alicia, you know? I'm like, that's funny, but I also wasn't in a good mood to be laughing about that. So, and then also, like, Robert and Caleb were, like, telling me to get something. No, telling Gideon to get something, and then Gideon was like, hey, do you mind washing the lids for, you know, the containers? I was like, sure, no problem. And then and then he was like, wait, can you do this? And I'm like, what do you want me to do? And I yelled at him, like, what do you want me to do, Gideon? What do you want me to do? And he was like, yeah, I was like, I literally went off on him. And he goes, do whatever you want. And he's so nonchalant. He's like, do whatever you want, man. I'm like, I was going to do boxes, Gideon. Can I just go back to doing boxes? And he goes,
I think I was there for that.
Oh, you were?
And I think I was just kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah, so.
I'm gonna let Elise open.
Yeah, so like, so I'm like, I was doing boxes. Can I go back to doing boxes? Like, actually, you can't. I need you to pick what I told you. But fine, I'll do the lids. I'm going to do the lids, Gideon. Is there anything else? And he goes, no, that's it. I'm like, okay, Gideon, bye. So then I go, this is what pissed me off even more. Nothing pisses me off, well, a few things other than this, pissed me off other than this. When you tell me to go do something, and then you're like, and I'm trying to do it, and then as I'm doing it, you're like, no, never mind, I'm just doing it myself. You don't have to do it. I'm like, you fucking, like, that's what happened. Like I was doing the lids, and I was walking towards lids, and he goes, actually, Lucio, you don't have to do it. I can do it myself. No, I'm doing it, Gideon. I'm fucking doing it. So I clean the lids. He goes on a delivery. I finish cleaning the lids, and I go back to doing the boxes, and then I'm doing the boxes, and he goes, hey, man, I really would like to congratulate you, saying thank you for doing the lids. And I'm like, no problem, Gideon. No problem.
It's seriously, like, just, I'm just, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Like, fucking,
So that was yesterday.
So my yesterday was, I think, a little better. it's kind of what I want to talk about today.
What's up?
Are,
please do.
Are
please
you
do.
Familiar with the franchise known as Gears of War?
I discussed this. I am. Wait, was it Gideon that I discussed?
I don't know.
I know I discussed Gideon's of War with, not Gideon's War, Gears of War with somebody.
Maybe it was Caleb.
No,
it could have been Caleb or me.
It wasn't Caleb.
Because I know Caleb plays it, but I don't know. Anyway, the Gears of War, my guy. I want to share this with the loyal visitors.
Listeners.
I meant to say viewers listeners. Listeners
is better because this is not an audio podcast.
Not yet.
But this is an audio podcast, not a video. I should say video. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, whatever. Gay joke. Anyway, gay joke. Gears of War, my guy. I love Gears of War. Like, it's one of my favorite franchises.
I like 3 and 4.
3 and 4. That's actually what I want to talk about. Cause, like, yeah, I love 3. And I guarantee you, a lot of people that listen, if they play this series, they'll agree. Like, we can agree that we all love Coltrane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love the Coltrane, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Woo! Like, but anyway, but I want to talk about some with the newer games that they've made.
They made new games. I'm really caught up. I don't
so,
really
so there's Gears 4.
Gears 4. I know there's Gears 4.
And then
5.
And then 5.
That's
then
where I stopped.
And then they also did Gears Tactics.
Oh.
Which is essentially like an XCOM like.
I stopped at Gears 4.
Squad game. That's fine. But it's an XCOM based squad game that takes place back during the Locust War.
Mm.
Because with the Gears 4 and 5, we got the Swarm now, right? It's the War Against the Swarm, which is essentially just the Locust, but they had a bit of a glow up and. They're a little prettier looking now, but that's what I want to talk about. I don't like the art direction that is going into 4 and 5. They're not bad, but like I recently have replayed the original trilogy, right? And I'm remembering like the original trilogy. I'm like, oh, the memories. Oh, you know. So there's some nostalgia in here, but. There's something about the newer ones with 4 and 5, the ones that are no longer set in the time of the Locust, where it's like, And I'm going to use Gears Tactics in this example, too, because this is a great example of this. 4 and 5 are too bright. This may sound weird to people who don't know, but essentially, the original Gears series had that kind of, like, gray filter to it, you know?
Right.
Like, you'd be in, like, a... Like, they like even no matter how colorful the environment was, it always had that kind of, like, little gray filter over it, or at least that kind of griminess to remind you, like, this is a war for survival. This is a bad... Like, this is not a nice, peaceful time. Like, this is war all the time. Like, we have to fight to survive. Like, it always had that feel to it. And I know in 4 and 5, obviously, you know, the times have changed. We've gotten better. But now, you know, and a new war is starting. So we gotta prepare and fight back. But, like, everything's just so bright color-wise that it kind of feels like a different game. Like, it's not part of the same series. And I know, like, some people are like, well, you know, you want it to look good, don't you? Like, I do want it to look good. But Gears Tactics is proof of what I'm trying to say in the fact that you can have color in Gears of War. But you can still have, like, you can make it bright and pop, like, have, like, nice blues and reds and all those pleasing color palettes. But you gotta keep the grime. Tactics does that. Like, you have all these bright colors, these, like, nice bright colors, like, this nice, like, rich blues and reds and stuff. But, like, it's still got that little, like, that grime filter on it where, like, you're like, yeah, this is a war. I gotta fight in this war.
This war.
War. Ugh, it never changes.
Like, sound like Optimus Prime.
I can, I mean, I can mimic voices pretty well. Decepticons
roll out. Wait.
Bumblebee, transform and roll out.
Like, that's, I think, the best I can do. But no, like, so yeah. But, like, Gears of War 4 and 5, it's, like, everything just seems, like, brighter and more colorful and, like, more, like, animated. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but it kind of, I don't know. Like, it. I'm not saying it's a bad games. They're great games. I enjoyed them. And they had their grimy moments in 4 and 5. They both did. Like, they had those moments where you're like, damn, it's a war. But, like, there also were just these moments where it was kind of just, like, you know, it didn't feel as, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, urgent?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, they'd be like, you know, they'd be like, Elysio, we gotta get to the, I'm like grabbing his shirt just for this here. But like, we gotta get to this, objective. If we don't, like, everyone could die. Like, we gotta, like, they always kind of had that kind of urgency in the previous trilogy, but this one is, they'll be like that, and they'll be like, you know, like, Elysio, quick, get to that, hangar bay for safety. And you're like, okay. And then, like, you don't even feel like you have to, like, sprint there as the character. Like, you just be, like jog over, and it's the same result. Just takes a little longer, but, like, that's it. Like, it doesn't have that same feel. Like, I remember in Gears of War 2, you get eaten by a giant fucking worm. And your character actually at first is like, oh, this is gross. But then they're like, we gotta kill this bitch and cut our way out. And that's some of the most metal shit I ever heard. Like, imagine you get eaten, and your first thought is, after the whole, like, you know, like, the what the fuck are we kind of thing is just, your first thought is, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
That's why I like the Gears of War franchise, because, like, it's like,
it was grimy, it was dirty, it was and bloody.
Good. It was like a really good action pack, a very manly game.
Oh my god, that's another thing. Like, have you noticed? And I don't know if this is a thing. Like, I'm not. I hope this isn't a political thing to ask. I'm just prepping this right now, but. You notice that, like, a lot of video game, like, characters these days are kind of just, like, when it comes to, like, the male protagonist, like, we don't really have a lot of, like, you know, like, strong, like, I'm a buff hero action guy. Like, we don't really have a lot of those guys anymore. And
maybe that's kind of, like, the whole thing where it's, like, did we discuss about Batman, the Superman being bi now, last podcast?
I don't know if we did, but I know that it's not Superman himself. It's not Superman's Clark Kent. Son. It's his son. Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, we're trying to be like too,
we're trying to be too, nice to people.
Yeah. We're trying to be too nice to people. But the thing with me is, like, what I have an issue with is, like, don't make current characters gay.
Yes.
Don't make current characters gay, lesbian, whatever. Create an original character
and make him cool.
Make him cool. Make him like guys, or she like, you know, her like girls, you know. Yeah. Be like, I'm a lesbian, I'm gay, and I have this superpower. This is my origin story. It's like a really good origin story. Everybody can relate to.
And number one thing here, don't make their whole fucking personality that they're gay.
Yeah, don't like, just be like, yeah, I have a boyfriend, that's it. And then, you know, do some other stuff that,
like, I remember, so I don't know how familiar with the Bat family you are, but
I'm pretty decent at it.
Okay, so Batwoman, Cassandra Cain, right?
Yes,
she's a great example of a gay hero, because
she's part of the Rainbow Gang.
Yeah, she is. See, there, here, this just illustrates my point. You didn't know that she was gay, did you?
I didn't know she was part of the Rainbow Gang.
So here's the thing, like, when she's introduced, right, she's this badass, no nonsense fighter, right? And she has military training. Like, she's like one of the, she's already like a Batman.
Right.
But her whole thing at first is that, you know, that Batman has a problem with is that she's willing to kill. And, of course, you know, Batman's thing, he's like, I don't kill and all that. So they kind of blows. But it's like, it's kind of like, it's almost like his arguments with the Red Hood, but, like, not in the same, like, you know, like Jason, you know, it's more just like, you need to learn. This isn't how we do things, Cassandra. And she's like, you can't tell me what to do. He's like, if you want to wear that cowl, like, if you want to fight alongside me, you got to accept this kind of deal. And it's great, and she's a really great character, and she's really badass. I believe, unfortunately, her comic line did get canceled because of bad sales, I think.
Oh.
Unfortunately. Damn. She still makes appearances, but I don't think she has her, like, her own
comic line. Like, the Rainbow Gang can't sell comics.
No, like, that's not true. No. That wasn't why. But I don't think that was why, at least. But I remember how they basically did the reveal that she was a lesbian was essentially just like this. You ready? Just like, it was like, hey, Bruce, how are you? Like, hey, yeah, I'm here. By the way, I'm having a dinner with my girlfriend later, but I'll be on patrol, like, later that night. Like, okay, have fun, Cassandra. Like, it was essentially that. like just a casual, just like, yeah, I'm dating a woman. And then like they had like a few bits where like they showed her on dates with her girlfriend. And like that's how you do a gay character, because it seems today a lot of people think if I'm making a gay character, they have to always be gay.
You can't always be gay. Like, it's just like,
yeah,
like people are there for the action and the story and the origin.
Like, and people will be like, what if it was a straight? Like, if it was a straight couple, I'd be the same way. Like,
yeah,
if I'm reading Batman, I want to see Batman kick ass, do his detective thing, you know, and be a hero. If he gets a little flirty with Catwoman or whatever bitch he pull into that night, because let's be honest, Batman's a fucking puss hound.
He's got game.
He's got major
game. He's got game, man. He's got game.
Bat dick deploy.
Yeah.
But like whoever he's pulling, like he can flirt with them. But if, like, the whole issue is about, like, Batman be like, oh, Selina, I love you. Oh, yeah, Catwoman. Oh. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be sitting here, like, reading this, like, what the fuck is this shit?
The whole
this next, is boring.
The whole next 10 pages, it's like, I'm coming.
Like, busting out on your cat mask. Like, I don't care. Like, yeah, I'll be sitting there, like, this is fucking boring, dog. Like, punch somebody.
Yeah, so that's...
Punch her! Yeah. Like, fuck, make it interesting.
That's the thing. Like, if you're going to make an LGBTQ character...
Really, any minority character.
Yeah, or any minority character.
Because you could agree on this. Dom from Gears of War.
Yeah.
Hispanic character. Great character.
Pretty much.
But his character detail is he's Hispanic.
And when I went to go see Shang-Chi, like, Caleb was like, I love this guy. He's my favorite hero. I'm like, I wonder why. I wonder why you love this Asian man that you can relate to.
Yeah, but when you watch it, though, you're like, oh, wow, they're actually just... It's just a movie.
Yeah, it's just a movie, but it's a really good movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie, but there's never like a moment I really think I can recall, at least, that they were ever just like
when,
man, when, Asian people, am I right? Like, hey, fellow Asians.
When I saw Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they introduced the Ghost Rider character, the Hispanic Ghost Rider guy.
Oh, it's a Gabriel Reyes.
Yeah, Gabriel Reyes. So when they introduced Gabriel Reyes, I was like, "Hey, yo, Hispanic!
He's a cool."
And they did it right. They did it the way they did him was right.
And I read some of his original comics.
And that's the thing I also did too. So when Marvel decides to introduce like an original Hispanic character and it blows up, man, their sales will quadruple, bro.
And I'll say, and the thing is, like, we don't mind if you make like Miles Morales, right?
Yeah, Miles.
Everyone loves Miles. Like, Miles is a great Spider-Man. But and a lot of people say, though, like, oh, he's not his own person because he's Spider-Man. Like, no.
He is
different from Peter.
Well, technically, he's Puerto Rican, but he's also black, so it's like
Puerto Rican
kind of half.
Oh,
counts.
Yeah, he's exactly
a half counts for like being Hispanic.
He's Hispanic and black.
But I want like a full blooded Hispanic.
Well, true, but like,
character.
Well, my point is, like, even though he's Spider-Man, and you look at him, you're like, oh, Spider-Man. You're not thinking, oh, Peter Parker, Spider-Man knockoff. Like, no, you're like, no, that's Miles Morales, Spider-Man. Like, that he's that other Spider-Man. He's cool. Like, you can use another character, or you can base your new guy off of a previous character, but you gotta make him unique enough. Like, I'm gonna be real, dog. Superman's son. It always kind of seemed dumb to me at the beginning, because like I know, you know, Superman's gonna be pumping out kids. Because I mean,
yeah.
Have you seen Lois Lane?
I got a cack.
Yeah, she, whoa.
A cack.
What? What the fuck kind of comics you reading? You know, like, my thing with Lois Lane is that not Lois Lane with Jonathan Kent is that it's like, okay, you're Superman's son. What makes you special? Lumbai.
Oh.
Okay.
Shit.
Well, what else makes you special? What do you mean? Do you have different powers?
And also, like, the way they make, like, kissing, like, in the comics, it's like they mesh the skin so it looks like they have no lips.
They're, like, fusing.
Fusing, so it's like...
Come here, my darling.
Yeah, so, like, because if it's a girl kissing a guy or a guy kissing a guy, it's like, they're both the same. They're just, like, just mush. But that's why, like...
only get, like, an actual good, like, picture of someone kissing if it's, like a full page, like, oh, my God, they're kissing kind of
or
thing.
Like,
or
like, if their back is towards me, and it's, like, they're kissing somebody that's in front of them, but their back is facing me.
They get the luscious lips.
They get the luscious lips tilt. Yeah. So
but it's a thing, though. It's, like... But like I was saying with like Jonathan Kent, like there's nothing unique about him.
There really isn't.
Who is, like what's his what powers does he have that are different? No,
isn't one of the I know one of the Robins is also bi. That's the I remember that
really?
Was like the first thing that I read when DC was doing like the whole like LGBTQ thing.
Which, again, by the way, remember, kids, it's okay to introduce minority characters, or and really any character.
I mean, it's okay to be what you want to do.
Don't change a previously established thing.
Don't change something pretty. Just make it something original. Like, I would love, like, I'm not gay, but, like, I would love if, like, if they made, like, a really cool, like, gay or lesbian or maybe trans.
There's a gay X-Man. I know that.
There's a gay X-Man?
Yeah, I forget his name, but I have, like, one of the comics, because I have, like, one of those, like, little one-shot comics you can get for, like, well, not one shot, but it's, like one-issue comics you get for, like, $5, like, a Five Below.
Oh.
And in that one, there was a thing where, like, he was having some troubles in that issue, like, with his, I think, boyfriend. But he also, you know, had to do superhero shit. Classic dilemma of my personal life is mixing with my superhero and I don't want him to get hurt. And,
right. I mean, but the thing with me
and
is
it was done really well. Like, I liked the character. He was cool. But, like, if you told me you're like, hey, man, they made Batman gay or they made, or worse, they're like, hey, they made, like, Black Panther white or something. Like, they just, like, changed.
The Tanner.
Yeah, exactly. They make, like, just.
He went from T'Challa to the Tanner.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just take a thing about a character and you just drastically change something about them so much that it's not even really the character anymore. Like, it's like, why did you bother doing that?
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're going to. Like, that's why I want them to make an original, like, LGBTQ character, because that would be cool. Like, make him, like, make him or her, like, in a really cool story. Like, don't be like, oh, I was. Like, don't be like. Don't make him so cliche, like, oh my, I didn't know what I wanted to be when I wanted, like, to grow up. I didn't know if I was gay or no. Make him straight to the point, like
I'm gay.
Let's go
save the world from Galactus.
This is my origin story. My parents supported me full on. Like, I want good shit. Like, I don't want, like, I don't want it to be like my parents hated me because I was gay or I was a lesbian. They disowned me. No, make it cheerful. Make it like make it like I know you can relate to that, but like because when you come out of the closet, it's like you don't know if your parents are gonna support you or not. But here's the thing, we're living in a world where it's like where everything's accepted for the most part. So it's like if you make an LGBTQ character that's like, oh, I'm gay and my parents support me and they supported me all the way since the beginning, they never hated me, this and that, that would be great. And then people be
it
like,
helps foster positivity.
Yeah,
foster
positivity and it helps them, like, it helps people that are gay or lesbian or trans. You know, think like, okay, I have the courage to, you know, come out to my friends
accept
and family, accept myself.
Stuff, yeah.
It comes out to my friends and family, and then I'm gonna do it. You know, and they do it, and some it'll be a hit or miss, but at least they know, at least you have the confidence to be like, yeah, I'm gay or I'm trans, I'm lesbian. You know, that's what I want. I don't really want, I want the rainbow gang to be represented as cool as possible.
Like my girlfriend is a part of that community, she is a part of the LGBT. Asexual.
I think that's what Evan is too.
Asexual basically means that while like you like you'll fuck and whatever, like you don't like get like joy from sex.
Yes, that's what Evan is.
Yeah. So yeah. So like yeah. So with her like we love each other very much and yes. We still fuck like you know, but it's like for her it's like more of like a nice massage, and that's what she said. It's like, but anyway,
massage, you know?
But I've talked to her about this, and I told her like I've told her like these instances where they just change a thing about a character, and she's like, "But why would they?" And I'm like, "I know, right? It's like, why do they just make a character? It's like, don't make Iron Man gay, or don't make Captain America a girl. Like, make it like with the What If thing for Marvel that made sense because it was like, oh, what if something had changed? But like, if you're taking an established character, but you're gonna change something about them." Make sure that changes their character. Like Jane Foster as Thor. She's not just, I'm Thor with titties. It's, no, I'm Jane Foster. And I have Thor's powers now. So it's a unique story.
It's going to be so weird when
Are they doing that for the movies?
They are. That's what they're going to do with Love and Thunder. Is that Chris Hemsworth's last movie and Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
Unsure. I do not know.
Because like I know everybody's leaving. I know Chris Evans left, obviously. Robert Downey Jr. is dead. And then
not in real life.
Yeah, he's not in real life. He's not dead.
I was saying like, don't scare people.
In real life,
like,
he's not dead. In the movies,
I just heard all the viewers just go, no.
Look at my searches right now.
I gotta check. Like, no, we're kidding. Like, oh,
it's a joke. No.
It's like when people post a thing where it's like we like to. It's like almost like a somber photo of like Morgan Freeman. It's like on this day we'd like to wish Morgan Freeman a happy birthday. And you're like motherfucker.
You had me in the first half.
Don't play that
shit
with me.
In the first half. I mean, like, I know Samuel L. Jackson, I think he's only in, like, the next, like, maybe two or one
movie. He's taking on more of, like, a, like a, you know, like every maybe once every movie he just comes in like, hey,
hey,
superhero, don't forget to do this because we need your help.
Yeah, I know he's gonna. I think he's now the director of Sword. I think they made that official now.
Yeah, and so, and I think that if I had to guess,
but I don't know. I don't know if Marvel will extend his contract. That's yeah. what I don't know. But like,
if anything, the person who I think is gonna become like the next like Fury of like this next set of movies is gonna be Wong.
Wong?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wong's
been everywhere. Wong was in Shang-Chi. That was funny.
I loved Wong. I love Wong in general. He's just a great. He's a great character. He's and good. The, and his actor plays him so well.
He plays him very well.
And I feel bad because I don't know his name.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you feel bad too now. Don't
I
you?
Do. Wait, let's search him up.
You can. Well, you do that.
I got this.
But yeah, my final resting point on this issue though would just be it's okay. And it's perfectly fine to have any character with any kind of quality.
Benedict Wong.
His last name is Wong?
His last name is Wong. Benedict
You're
Wong.
You're full of shit.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch and Benedict Wong. Look.
Oh, my God.
And he has hair.
Oh, my God, he does.
Yes, he does.
Wow, he actually has good hair.
Yeah, he has really good
hair. Although he looks good. I think he actually looks kind of better.
Benedict now. Cumberbatch. And Benedict Wong.
The Benedict Boys.
The Benedict Boys. That's going to be my nickname for anyway, the Benedict
Yeah, back
Boys.
To my little bit message here, though. It's okay to make a gay character, a black character, a white character, a straight character, an Asian character, a trans character, a fucking alien character, a bluebird character.
Right.
Like, just treat them with respect and write them as a person.
Yeah.
Not as a stereotype.
Yeah.
Or as a political point. Or like make it fun.
Don't do it just to be try to be woke.
Exactly.
Do it because we have to support the community.
Like a great I remember like when some people started to get mad when Falcon was gonna become new Captain America. They're like, oh why is that?
It's
like,
I love that. I love that he was gonna become Captain America. I mean that's in the comics too. So
yeah,
that's...
and people and in the comics too there's the same logic. It's like why not Bucky? It's like no Bucky was Cap for a bit or he turned down the role Cap, but the reason why Bucky doesn't want to be Cap is very important reason. He's like, I can't be Cap. I've done too much wrong. And that makes sense.
Yeah, I loved his suit when it was Winter.
Exactly. So with Falcon, it's like, oh, it's Captain America. He's the new Captain America. And when I think Falcon's Captain America, my first thought is not, oh, he's black. Because guess what? He's his own character.
Yeah.
If your first thought for your character that someone has is, oh, you mean that like, the gay hero, or oh, you mean that black hero, or that white hero, or if your first thought is their race or sexuality, whatever, you did not write the character well.
You did not.
Like, you think Batman, you think, oh, Batman, he's badass, he's got the batarang, and you got Spider-Man, you're like, oh, he swings on his webs, and
do a flip!
You do a flip! Exactly, like... You think Captain America, you think the shield and Thor, you think the hammer and like their powers and stuff. The last, either like the last thing you like think of or like, you know, or maybe don't even think of it at all is like, damn, you know, did you know that Thor is a white guy with blonde hair? Like, you don't give a shit.
Holy
you're like,
shit,
it's fucking Thor.
It's like every white guy.
I'll say that's your positive message for the day, my guys. Make sure you recognize characters as characters, not as... Don't make them
put it down.
I don't know. It's for Justin. Don't make them like woke political things.
Yeah, don't make it just because you want to be part of the gang.
Spread. If anything, you want to help a cause. Spread love.
Yeah,
if you want
to feel people, if you want to make people comfortable with coming out of the closet, make a really good character and make it positive. Because
and just in life in general, don't call attention to a difference.
Yeah.
Because if you actually call attention to differences, that brings people apart. Because if you constantly point out, like with you, man, if I constantly point out you were Hispanic, like, damn, that you like them tacos, huh? Like, you wouldn't be as great friends with me because you'd be like, are you just on the fact that I'm Hispanic? Like, no, whatever. Spread love. Spread fun. Make it about don't make it about the fact that someone's different from you. Just embrace a difference. And if you can't, that's fine.
All right,
but just spread all right,
everybody,
love. You
so
know?
That's gonna be it for this podcast.
Oh shit! Wait, I got evangelical for a second.
No, that's gonna be it for this podcast, guys. If you wanna give a follow to my boy Josh, anything you want, where's the follow? Where can we follow you?
I don't know.
Okay,
don't,
so if you wanna
give do social,
if you,
they can send you,
wanna,
you nice
if you wanna
emails.
Give me a follow, Relatable Hispanic Podcast, that'd be great. Twitter and Instagram, And we'll see you guys in the next episode. It's been Alicia Reyes and my new co-host Josh, and this has been Relatable Panic Podcast. If you can't pronounce my name, that's probably because you're too white to pronounce my name. See you guys in the next episode.